Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of us know, either by observation or by reading the Scriptures or by both, that man's devotion to material possessions is fraught with many dangers. In the parable of the sower, Jesus spoke of the thorns among which the good seed of the kingdom fell. He explained that the thorns are the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. These, Jesus said, choke out the word, and the man becomes unfruitful. Matthew 13:22. Paul warned the young preacher, "But they who will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." 1 Timothy 6:9-10. Since Jesus knew how easily men are deceived by what riches can do in solving their problems, he did more teaching on greed than any other person in the New Testament. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus charged his followers, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupts, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Matthew 6:19-21. Incidentally, if you believe this life is the only life, as atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other skeptics believe, then there is no point in denying yourself whatever your heart desires. But dear friends, there is a life to come. The Son of God came down from heaven to assure us of our heavenly home. "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:3. Since there is an eternal home of the soul, how do we get ready to inherit that home? Initially, we must obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, repenting of our alien sins, confessing the name of Christ before men, and being baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. When we have become members of the body of Christ, we are to make our calling and election sure by living according to God's book. We are laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. When we use the money God enables us to earn for the good of our families, our fellow men, and the glory of our God. Matthew 25 paints a word picture of what it will be like at the final judgment. The Son of Man will be seated on the throne of His glory, judging all the nations of the world. He will say to those on His right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." The one so blessed asked the Lord, "When did we see you in those situations?" He will reply in the judgment, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto one of these, the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me." Matthew 25:31-40. Jesus was not condemning earthly possessions, but he wanted us to know that this world's goods are not going to last for eternity. They may not survive natural corruption or thieves or the economy. In Germany preceding World War II, the money was so deflated that a wheelbarrow full of Reichsmarks was not sufficient to buy a loaf of bread. But when you do good with your money, you are laying up treasure in heaven. May I encourage you to obey the gospel and to live for God. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.